It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We're putting the Sears / Willis Tower debate to rest today. Melissa and I do not see eye to eye on this at all.
Right, because it's the Willis Tower Sears debate.
Okay, that might tip you off as to which side of the aisle Melissa is arguing from. We've brought our producer Kyle in here to mediate this great debate between Melissa and Austin, what we like to call Melissa versus Austin.
In the blue corner from Nashville, Tennessee, and the father of two daughters, it is Austin Huff. And in the red corner, mother to one son from Portage, Indiana, Melissa McGirt. Fighters, touch gloves, no blows below the waist.
All right, since I am a gentleman, Melissa, I'll allow you to go first with your argument as to which side of the aisle you are taking.
All right, everybody pay attention.
Now, keep in mind, you only have 30 seconds to get this out, so.
I know.
Let's do it.
I got it.
Before we begin, Melissa, you will be arguing on behalf of?
It being called Willis Tower, which is the actual name. Are we ready?
Okay, Melissa, you have the floor.
All right, I respect the name Willis Tower and the actual business arrangement that was put in place back in 2009. It's been around a long time.
Great year.
It reflects a modern understanding of the building and its visitors. It promotes consistency. You know, that doesn't let the tourists get confused. So when people come in from out of town and you say Sears Tower, nobody knows what you're talking about.
10 seconds.
It's a better name than Sears. And Sears was so yesterday.
Five.
Plus, would
four,
you call your wife
three,
by her maiden name?
Two,
no.
One.
I'll have you know my wife's nickname is half of her maiden name.
So yeah, but she goes by Huff. Do you call her by her maiden name? Is it Meredith maiden name?
No. I don't call her Meredith Huff, though, either. So.
All right. Save it. That was a strong argument, Melissa. Austin, what do you got?
Oh, okay. It's so obviously Sears, okay? Everyone in Chicago agrees with it. In fact, that was one of the first litmus tests when I moved here was you're not a true Chicagoan if you call it the Willis Tower.
Yeah,
and you being here should know better than most. Mm-hmm. It's like calling a Lakeshore 15? Drive DuSable Lakeshore Drive. I mean, who does that? Got to be an outer towner, right?
Good point. 10 seconds.
It's all about branding. And with branding, it's about keeping the same name.
No, the new
the
name.
The same name that everyone knows it as. It has
five
been
seconds?
Branded as Sears Tower for 60 plus years. And it should forever be that way.
Okay. Now, very strong debates on both sides. I'm very proud of you. And I will say, I was almost cut in half, if you look at my scorecard, in terms of the debates. I was very much swayed by the text line. So, for this week's Melissa versus Austin.
What'd you talk about, Willis?
I am going to go with the text line. Congratulations, Austin Huff is officially known as the Sears Tower.
It shouldn't even be a debate,
come
Melissa.
On, get with the modern times, guys.
312 texter times. Saying it's Sears Tower, always will be. 708, it will always be the Sears Tower.
Nope.
847, Sears Tower, always, just like the South Side, will always be Comiskey. And I'm a Cubs
very
fan.
Very true.
You know what? I'm going to call everybody by their maiden name, okay? None of you get your real last names.
Oh, dang it. I'm so sorry to hear that, Austin Huff.
No.
I'm
going to
call
don't
your
call
wife
me by
her
maiden name
now. That's what I'm doing.
It's Sears forever and always.
Nope,
shout out
Willis
to the real Chicagoans out there.